At the Iowa Speedway, I am visiting with Dick Gallagher once again. He is the chairperson for the Iowa Corn Promotion Board and a corn grower. Dick, it's so great to see you. We were just here recently to kind of do a little pre-promotion for this event, but now we're going to get down to the real games, and that's going to be the racing activity this weekend. What is special this weekend? I know we're going, this will be the fifth year, but this is all about a big Go Green weekend, right?
It certainly is about a Go Green weekend. There's going to be many corn producers here wearing green shirts, and we're very proud to be able to say that by having a Go Green weekend like this, we're able to show that it's renewable fuel, it's green fuel, and that's what we need to be promoting more, because our dependence upon foreign oil is too much.
I fully agree with all that, but there are some people who don't necessarily. We've seen political challenges going on, you know, which may or may not go anywhere. I mean, I think it's a lot of posturing and rhetoric right now, but it's there. For those who maybe are kind of undecided or uncertain about the value and benefit of this, what do you tell them?
First of all, ethanol, it's renewable again. It's good for the Iowa economy. Iowa's a leading ethanol producing state. It's more environmentally friendly as a fuel than some of the other fuels that are out there. And again, the horsepower that these cars are running, the high performance engines that they're running, it shows the value of what we have.
So it might be fair to say that when it comes to the cars all these consumers are driving out there around the country, hopefully there will be a point at which the engines in their cars are tuned to run on this fuel, and they will see those very same benefits.
I think the cars that everybody's driving in the United States is certainly capable of running on E10. It looks like that the EPA is going to allow E15. And then we have flex fuel vehicles that run on E85, and there's more and more flex fuel vehicles each year. Plus, there's more and more stations that are carrying E85. So we are starting to move this direction of renewable.
Well, speak to this from a producer, a grower standpoint. You know, it's your dollars that help fund some of this promotional activity. How do you feel that's returned, or what has it returned to you?
We really think that our investment in the Iowa Indy Corn 250 has given us a good return. It gives us a chance to showcase corn production. It gives us a chance to showcase agriculture, and not only in central Iowa, but it gives us a chance to showcase it in the United States and around the world.
Well, you'll definitely have a great stage to do it here at this track at Iowa Speedway. I spoke to Marco Andretti yesterday, and I'm sure I'll speak to some more of the drivers. They're really looking forward to it. We've got pretty much ideal race conditions, weather forecasted at the moment, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Thanks again, Dick Gallagher. He's chair of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.